Well, here we are. We're at the airport, getting ready to fly back to the States. It's really late at night here in Bogota. We tried to find the quietest place we could to give you guys an update on our last 2 days as we're finishing this trip down to Bogota with people from Peru, people from Germany, people from Colombia, and it's been a great trip.
Yes.
We haven't updated you guys, I think probably pretty much the last 36, 48 hours. So really quick, just wanted to share with you what's been going on the last 2 days and what we've been able to do here. So, Ryan, why don't you share what we did yesterday?
Yesterday, we went to a place called Amanecer, which is one of the YMCA sites that is located in a red light district. And one of the most impactful things that we did, I would say all week, in fact, we both talked about this and agreed, was they said, hey, we're going to actually just take you through a stroll through this district. It's several blocks. I don't remember, it's like 9 blocks or something like
Yeah,
that.
that seems right. A square.
9 blocks square. And so we walked through this area and just, I don't know how much detail we want to go in here, but there was a, there, it's a district of a lot of prostitution, and it hit both Jeff and I, who both have daughters, just the tremendous and raw reality of what's
Yeah.
going on there.
It's a very sad place.
Yeah.
Very dark.
Very dark, very dark. And then we got to go and visit some families in that district who had moved there. A couple of the ones we met with were from Venezuela,
Yeah.
which Venezuela is a very tattered country right now. Their entire social framework is sort of torn down.
Yeah.
Their government is not working. And so even though where they are now is a very difficult place, they came from something that they considered more difficult. And
Yeah.
so there they are living in that district and trying to survive.
And
So
so
we did that,
the
yeah.
families we visited are part of the program that the Y runs in the middle of this district. They have a program that's reaching out to kids and trying to show them a better way and that there's a way out of their current situation because there's a lot of hopelessness among the kids in these families because they see that their mom's the only way they can provide for those kids is to go into prostitution. And so we split up into 5 groups. And went into 5 different homes with different families that some of them worked in the industry, some of them didn't. And we just went and visited with the families. I had a pretty cool moment in that the mom, the woman that we went and visited, had never heard the gospel. And so we got to share the gospel with her. And she chose to follow Jesus and accepted Jesus as her savior and prayed and said that she wanted to follow him. And got to talk a little bit even with the team on the ground here in Bogota about what follow-up with her could look like. So that was a pretty neat moment. So,
Yeah.
sorry, go ahead.
No, that's great. We had plenty of great time. We've had great time with our team. We had a really great time of worship last night where we came back and sang to God and prayed for the things that we had seen that day and just some of the needs that we knew about. This morning we got up and we had some Bible study time where we looked at Jesus's command to his disciples to go and among people and go to homes where people were open and to find those open people and to share the kingdom with them. And that was impactful. That was one of my favorite moments of the day. I got to lead that time. But we're talking about how to make disciples this week, about how to help other people who maybe believe or maybe even don't believe yet become followers of Jesus who do what Jesus says.
Yeah.
And so we talked some more about that this morning, and then we went to a
Almost like a juvenile prison house
yeah.
where a lot of it's mostly young men, probably 7 women that are there for some of them are drug charges, some of them are violence.
Yeah, it reminded us of juvie or like a juvenile detention home, but there were people there that were older. And
Yeah.
so,
But they were mostly, most of them were 16 to 25. And so we went there and heard 2 testimonies that they shared with us. And they showed us a couple of the other things that they do. And then 2 people from our team shared testimonies. The leader of the German team that's here with us shared a small devotional. And then we had time to pray for them, which was pretty meaningful. And then they prayed for us as well.
Yeah, it was a place that there's clearly a lot of brokenness and a lot of darkness that some of these guys have walked through. And some of them are at least they're sort of professing that they believe in God, but there's sort of an idea, you know, some people are kind of going, well, I don't know if these guys actually believe, but I would say that there were some other people there that really had made strides in their relationship with God and wanted to, which was encouraging. And we had probably five guys, we prayed with five guys, and then they prayed for us with Jeff and I. And that was the same with a bunch of people around the room, which was encouraging.
And then tonight we had a little like a cultural dinner where the people from every nation prepared a cultural presentation about what it's like in your country. We were given the topic of Thanksgiving. And so Ryan and I acted out the story of the first Thanksgiving. Lucky for all of you, it's not recorded anywhere, so you don't get to see it. But it did happen. And we did get a lot of applause.
We did. We got a lot of applause.
A lot, yeah. They were standing. Actually,
yeah, the Wheels on the Bus was a hit.
Yeah, we did the Wheels on the Bus too. Yeah, as that was our American song.
Yeah, we sort of trumped it up like it was this really hit thing that a lot of young people like.
I mean, we sang it with all my kids.
Yeah, that wasn't the vibe we gave.
Yeah. Well, let's just close it down by sharing one thing. This is a little different than maybe I set you up for, so maybe need a second to think. But if you were to share with someone one moment or one picture from this week. That would just be one thing to share, like one lasting memory, whether it be the most impactful or just your highlight. What would be one thing you would share with someone about this trip?
Can I share two things?
You always look at the rules.
I always. I don't always.
Yes, you do.
Jeff always.
No, I do. That's true.
So what I'd love to share is something that was impactful to me in something that I loved, and then additionally a prayer request. Okay. So if anybody would like to pray. The first thing is, for me, there were a lot of things that we did that were impactful out in the community where we were going and joining in what the work of the Y is and the social service that they do. The most impactful thing for me, or at least the thing that I felt like brought me the most joy, was the conversations that I had with some of the workers in the Y context who were saying, but how do we make disciples? Oh, help us understand how to make disciples, meaning how do we help these people that we're helping meet their physical needs to become followers of Jesus who help other people become followers of Jesus? And there was a great hunger for that. And for me, that was the biggest blessing, was being able to have those conversations and pray with those people. What about you?
I would tend to say, I mean, hands down, the most impactful was probably walking around the red light district. I think we already talked about that, though, 5 minutes ago. So I'll just say I was super encouraged to be able to get to know the people that came here from Germany with the Y. I think I have some relationships that will last. And I really think there's some things that I would like to learn from them about what it looks like to operate within the culture of the YMCA in a way that's really true to the vision, the original vision of the Y. It just seems like that's really happening in Germany. So they had some young people that are really on fire in terms of following Jesus, and I was really encouraged by that.
For sure. And I'll share my prayer request now. It would just be that there's a passage of scripture, it's in Luke 10, it says that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers into the harvest field. Some of you may be familiar with that passage. But if not, whether you are or not, we would love prayer for the many needs in Bogota. First of all, that God would meet them through these worker servants who are at work in the Y and that love Jesus. But also that he would send those who can help these people who are open, those who are open that they're working with, to come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and to learn to follow him with their family and friends.
Yeah. That's it.
That would be the prayer request.
Well, hey, thanks for following along with us over this last week. If you made it here to our fifth update episode, we're going to shut this down because we're going to board our plane soon and come back to Miami. But we'll see you soon in Ohio or wherever you're from. And thanks for catching up with us.
Ciao.